This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
There's a whole lot more eating at home happening now than there was like 3 weeks or a month ago. I mean, yeah, there's takeout, but that's a fraction, right, of what the restaurant business used to be. And that reality is showing up all up and down the food and beverage chain. We got Patrick Smith back on the phone for a check-in. He runs the family apple and hops farm up in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. Patrick, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
I will not bury the lead here. Forget apples and hops and the global economy. You just had a baby, man.
Yeah, we did. We had a little girl, Kira, on March 25th. So that's been
excellent.
Keeping us quite busy.
Everybody's doing all right?
Yep, everybody's doing great. Happy, healthy, and it's a good distraction from everything else going on.
Yeah, I bet. But sadly, a farm and your business does not wait for a baby girl. So how's it going running the farm in a coronavirus economy?
Yeah, it's certainly been a challenge. Yeah, as you mentioned, the plants don't really care that the rest of the economy is shut down. And so, you know, we're considered an essential business by the state of Washington and everybody else. So we're doing everything we can to continue the critical activities that we need to do. But, you know, but with a lot of added precautions for the sake of our employees and everybody.
Yeah. Can we talk demand here for a minute? What is that looking like? What are your projections in terms of, you know, these crops that are eventually going to come to market, whether the global economy is ready or not?
Yeah, right. So that's the hardest part right now, I think, for anybody in any business is projecting kind of what your demand looks like, you know, for the rest of this year. In apples, for example, we saw a pretty significant spike the week of March 16th in shipments. And the theory, at least in for myself, is that that was the week when everybody started going out buying toilet paper, buying all the things that they needed. Apple shipments were actually up 52% that week versus the same week a year prior. But then kind of before and after that week had settled back into kind of on trend over the prior year. So if you want to talk beer,
Of course, you know. Of course, Patrick, I want to talk beer. Of course I want to talk beer.
Sure.
Here's the thing. So here I am, sample size of one. I am drinking more beer at home than I used to before all this started, which I'm sure is great for you, but we're not having large public gatherings where people are drinking beer, right?
Right. And so packaged beer sales in grocery stores, convenience stores, outlets like that are up, but probably not enough to cover up for the lost volume on premise. So bars, restaurants, and then high volume accounts like stadiums and airports. That draft business has essentially gone to zero overnight. And so even though we are seeing better volumes through grocery, I'm not sure that it's going to make up for the lost volume on those draft accounts.
Yeah, I don't know that we've ever talked about this before on the air. Maybe we have. I don't know, because we've talked a lot. But your family took some of its hops and started up its own brewery. How are you guys doing on the brewery side?
Yeah, I mean, it's mixed. So we do have packaging and distribution in the Pacific Northwest here. And those volumes have increased over the last month or so, but our bar restaurant business is non-existent. And of course, the longer this goes on, the more challenging it's going to be.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so how much time are you getting off with the baby before you actually have to go back to work?
I'm actually staring at my 3-year-old son right now. He just kind of came into the recording studio here, which is my 9-year-old's bedroom.
There you go.
If you give me just 1 second, I can.
Oh no, it's all good.
Hey, Luke, can I come see you in a second, bud? Thanks. Sorry about that.
Oh man. Oh no, it's all good. It's all good. How much time you get off before you got to go back to the grind?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting. We'll see. You know, this is our third child, and I've never actually had paternity leave to speak of. And so
of course, I'll
take as much time as I can and start kind of going back to work here and there over the next week or so and try to keep my distance. But yeah, it's been good.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Patrick Smith, it's a brewing company called Bailbreaker Brewing up in Yakima, Washington. The family farm, the ranch is called Loftus Ranches. Patrick, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Kai.